This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extend. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Radio show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
And good evening. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Show. What's up, Steve? How are you, man?
Oh, I'm glad to be here, buddy. And a lot of news, of course, in the news.
I just sent you the top story for tonight.
Yeah, the top story, and it was?
My son at the Micanopy Library.
That's right. Yes, it was. Yeah.
That's my top story.
You got to take time to enjoy that, you know.
My little one went to story time today at the library, and I guess the newspaper was there. My wife thinks it's a New World Order plot to get us on camera and to get our little one on camera. She says, I wonder if it's a New World Order plot. Of course, she's partially joking. But they got him on camera on the at the story time, which is too funny. I was at home working away, and I just now went on the newspaper website and found the link to that. And boy, is he cute. Steve, I have a number of different stories up at bobtuskin.com. I wrote a couple originals today. There's a lot of food for thought up there, a lot of stuff to get into. I think the biggest story right now, in my eyes, and Steve, you're going to take a different stance on this. I'm already anticipating that's the case.
Okay.
Feel on this is that the whole executive order thing with Barry Sotero, all this and that, it's kind of blown out of proportion. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of it in any way, shape, or form, but at the end of the day, the powers that shouldn't be, their decision-making is not going to be held by any piece of law whatsoever. Held back, rather.
Yeah, it's not going to respect any constitutional...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And this, to me, is semantical to a certain point. Now, that being said, I think this is of great importance. But I just think that at the end of the day, it's not going to make or break us one way or the other. We're already on this slippery slope to tyranny, if not already with full-on tyranny in our country.
Very likely. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening. And, you know, as we've said before, Barack Obama may just be a teleprompter reader. But the fact is, he's still the guy there in the office signing these orders. And there are people out there that I think are dangerous that are involved with all this. And they're manipulating the whole scenery behind him and all that. But there's still, you know, a position of power that man has. And these executive orders, along with his presidency, in my opinion, are highly questionable as far as their legitimacy. As a matter of fact, the man is an imposter, not just because of his birth certificate, friends, but because of all kinds of things that go back. You know, it's not even a birth certificate issue. It's now fraudulent documents. And there are a number of very highly impeachable offenses that he's committed during his administrations and terms. And, of course, big news today about the Senate committee says the Benghazi attacks were preventable. This was, I don't know if you saw this on the CBS News, but even Dianne Feinstein, your good friend, Bob, you know, you like Dianne, don't you?
I love Dianne.
head of the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee, or Senate Intelligence Committee, you know, how could she be, I mean, Dianne Feinstein and intelligence don't, I mean, is that an oxymoron? You know what I mean? How can she be the
She's
head?
She's definitely a moron, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and the oxy goes along with it. But the whole point is simply this, that the, I mean, this is just one thing that's come out now, because this is an interesting story, and I'll tell you the reason why. Something is going on here. The military has had it with Barack Obama, and the Senate committee says that Benghazi attacks were preventable. This story today coming out hit both ABC and CBS Evening News. I was surprised. I went to CBS News and had to look for it again. It's almost being buried immediately because it is so damning to the ineptness of the Barack Obama-Barry Sotero administration, Bob. Anyhow, was that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And at the end of the day, like I said, I don't know that this is going to change much. You know, I hear this commentary quite a bit that Barry Sotero, I mean Barack Obama, is a dictator. He's a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
He is.
He's not. He's not. He's a puppet.
Well, he's
the real dictators are behind the scenes pulling the strings,
right,
orchestrating the false flag terror, usurping the people financially with their banking cartels, and so on and so forth. Barry Sotero? I mean... Who cares?
Well, you know, as I said before, he may not be the intelligentsia behind the whole situation, but he's like, you know, he's like the drunk clown sitting in the cockpit of a B-1 bomber. You know what I mean? He has a tremendous amount of power at his fingertips. And regardless of who put him there and who orchestrates what he does, he's still in a dangerous position to control and to do these kinds of things. So, you know, it's not like we can ignore him as a real threat to the American way of life, our Constitution, our God-given rights, not privileges, God-given rights, and, of course, you know, this absolute insanity going on with our economy and everything else. But, you know, I say that if you pull down the puppet, you know, the chances are you'll pull down the puppet handlers as well, you know, because they're attached by the strings. And we need to get them all. You know, in honesty, you're right there, Bob. I mean, will they put up another puppet? They sure try, don't they?
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really get into it, every 100 years or so, these bastards die. And
takes them long, usually, too. Yeah.
Unfortunately. They tend to live nice, long lives, don't they?
Yes, they do. I keep waiting for Rockefeller to croak.
Exactly who I was going to bring up. How old is he? 205 now?
Yeah, I think he's just a reptilian who sheds his skin.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what sort of technologies they have that they're utilizing.
Well, see, this is very important, Bob, because you're right on to something. They are very involved in all of this. This is their religion, and it goes very deep. You and I have talked about some of these things, and there are things that Bob and I have talked about that I don't even talk about on the air, on the show. Because, I mean, I know people aren't ready for it, but this life extension stuff, this whole concept of
transhumanism.
Transhumanism and the integration between machinery and human beings and you know, freezing people's minds and brains and bodies. I mean, this stuff goes way back, of course. Remember, even the ancient Egyptians were into the idea of preserving their bodies for the afterlife. Now, they believed something was coming. I'm not going to get into the theology of a lot of those guys because it's a little different than it is today, but these people are very much into this religious idea, and it's a survival of the fittest kind of idea in theology to them. And they're the fittest, according to them. They're the people who should survive. And so they feel like it is a religious... These people are dangerous. They're psychopathic. You know, they're not about the human race. They're about them. And that's what their religion is. Okay, do what thou willst. You know, it's Luciferian. And that's who's putting these people into power. And, of course, you know, all across America, in churches, in conservative places, people are afraid to really rip the mask off this thing and identify it for the evil that it really is. And you and I have been through this, Bob. We've talked about it. And I mean, there are a lot of good people out there that are working and doing newscasts and doing programs and stuff like that. But, I mean, they're not getting to the heart of the matter, how evil this really is. And, of course, Barack Obama is only a part of it.
If they don't get into the stuff we want them to get into, let's force them to. The Senate Democrats have planned to pressure TV networks into covering climate change. When we get back in just a moment, I'll tell you what kind of pressures the Dems are putting on television networks so that they cover global warming. It's going to be freezing here in Florida tomorrow, 30 degrees. But the TV will sure be covering global warming and climate change still, and we can thank a couple of senators for that initiative. And I'll tell you who they are. We'll name names and talk about their initiative when we come back. We'll also tell you about how the NSA hacked nearly 100,000 computers using radio signals.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
BobTuscan.com. Senate Dems plan to pressure TV network into covering climate change. Senate Democrats pledging to get more aggressive on climate change will soon pressure the major TV networks to give the topic far greater attention on the Sunday talking head show. Senator Bernie Sanders, who I like on some issues, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well,
I do like him on some issues. And Brian Schatz, Democrat.
He's independent, though, Sanders, right?
Yeah, he is independent.
Huh?
But Brian Schatz is the Democrat from Hawaii, and they are gathering colleagues' signatures on a letter to these networks asserting that they're ignoring global warming, ignoring global warming.
Maybe. Yeah, ignoring global warming.
Here's
yeah.
a quote.
It's freezing outside.
Right, exactly. Here's a quote from Sanders, and he's just dropped the ball on this. But he says, "It is beyond my comprehension that you have ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, that their Sunday shows have discussed climate change in 2012 collectively for all of 8 times." That was according to analysis from Media Matters, the same hit group, that's not the word I was looking for. The same propagandist that wrote an article about G. Edward Griffin coming on my show, daring to talk about the HIV fraud.
Right.
How dare they? But, so that's what they're trying to do.
Wouldn't it be interesting if these guys would write, these networks and say you've ignored the 9/11 issue, the real investigation, the forensics of the crime scene. No, don't get me started, Bob. I had my werewolf night Monday night, and I've cooled off a lot since then.
No, I mean, we ought to be heated up about this stuff.
We should.
Because 12 years now almost have gone by.
Yeah. No. About 13?
About 13 years.
Coming up on 13.
Hard to keep track.
September this next
year. It was just yesterday we had the 10th anniversary. Yeah. Before that, it was the 9th anniversary.
And we have to move on. Bob, we have to move on. You know, we have to talk about other things because of 9/11, after 9/11, since 9/11, due to 9/11, what we learned from 9/11, and we have, you know, you have federal judges telling us that we have to have NSA spying because of 9/11, even today. You know, it still goes on. I saw a clip earlier where they were shooting some video of this sewage plant out in San Diego, and people were talking about why they shouldn't do that. Because of 9/11, you shouldn't be taking pictures of sewage plants because of 9/11. Since 9/11, you know, I mean, people still react to that knee-jerk impulse every time the icy talon sinks right down in between the cranium lobes.
I think that's so ridiculous. When I confronted the Federal Reserve building, in fact, let me load up that clip. I was in Philadelphia for the Free Your Mind conference, and we were touring Philadelphia, historical city, you know, the first capital, a city of brotherly love.
Right.
We went to Ben Franklin's grave and all sorts of things. We got kicked out of Ben Franklin's grave, by the way.
Did you have a beer with Sam Adams at his grave?
I did not have a beer with Sam Adams. I should have, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I don't know if he actually brewed a lot of beer or not, but maybe he did.
Did he drink beer?
Yeah, he probably did.
Anyways, the incident I was about to tell you had to do with me at the Federal Reserve Building. Amongst all the other historical buildings, there was the Federal Reserve Building.
Yeah.
And anyways, we're at the Federal Reserve Building, and I'm filming, and then all of a sudden the security guard comes out and tells us that we can't film.
Is this federal or
is this private property?
Private or federal?
Property?
Coming to see the exhibit, we can't take pictures.
I'm with the press. That's still not allowed?
I don't think you're taking it.
Okay, so can we film the outside of the building? Not supposed to?
In the street there.
No? Why do you say no?
Okay, so then somebody walking by with this family says no. Steve, what do you think the reason why we, according to this random dude walking by, we can film the building? Well, that's right, Steve. You guessed it.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
You ready?
Yep, ready.
It pinpoints location and everything for the terrorists.
It pinpoints location. In that case,
we need to take down Google Maps, you know, because they show you right where they are. Yeah.
Let me finish playing the clip, because that's exactly what we told them.
Oh, okay. The terrorist.
How does it pinpoint location?
I mean, doesn't Google Earth pinpoint location?
I have a legitimate question. Is there a...
You could hear the person with me laughing hysterically as I tell him about Google Maps. Ever hear of it before? Anyways, well, there you go. 9/11 can film buildings. Photography's a crime.
Oh, I mean,
because of 9/11.
It's so astounding because, you know, the average Joe walking down the street with a camera is not anywhere near as sophisticated as anybody who would really be a terrorist, who would be very well concealed with tele you know, telephoto lenses and all kinds of things. And I mean, as if taking a picture, I saw that had the same thing happen to me when I went to the Tea Party meeting, which was at the state capitol. I was shooting pictures of the capitol. Have you seen the capitol of Colorado? It's got a big gold dome and everything. Like, it's a very pretty building.
Giant and, leaf on it.
Yeah, gold, you've seen it, shiny gold leaf and Colorado gold as it is. But, you know, I mean, there was a cop with a, in a, on a bicycle following me around looking at me like I was really strange because, you know, I was taking pictures of the Capitol, you know. And it's very interesting, the paranoia that people have. And as you pointed out so aptly in that clip there, Bob, and that, where do you find that clip? On YouTube? Is up there? Is that
you know, I never released it. I should.
I mean, yeah, put that up on BobTuskin.com and let's see that clip because it is laughable. It is laughable. I mean, the average public thinks, oh, no, you shouldn't take pictures of the local sewage plant because terrorists might want to blow all that crap up all over us everywhere here, you know.
Those hold the crap out of it.
Yeah, you know, it's an explosive place, man. You know, I mean, it's just, I tell you, there's none so stupid as people who want to be in slavery and be controlled by fear, and especially when they're so in the dark about what's really going on. I am embarrassed to be an American at times. I can tell you, it's just shocking how stupid people have become in this country, man. I'm getting
it. The terrorists, Steve. It's the terrorists.
It's the full moon coming on again, Bob. You know, I'm starting to lose it. Yeah.
I gotta feel like that sometimes.
I gotta kick back.
I'm supposed to put together a itinerary for next week's health specials. I have I don't know, something like,
yeah, you've got quite a show.
20 guests nearly.
Yeah, we've got just a few minutes, but we got to tell people while they're listening that the Bob Tuscan Show is going to health.
Yeah.
We're going to health.
So we got 5 days, nearly a different guest every hour, talking about every single aspect of health.
This is going to be good.
I hope so. And I hope the listeners definitely stay tuned. I'm going to post a schedule up on the website, bobtuscan.com, in the next day or so.
Okay, yeah, read some of these guests, though. It's good. You had me interested, very interested. And I'm not a real super health, you know, kind of a person, but you had me interested in some of these guests.
All right, let me pull up my calendar so I don't butcher this. Because I have so many, it's hard to keep track. The ones off the top of my head that I know are coming consist of Ty Bollinger, who's got a great new book out that he just sent me. And, man, it's not just health. Ty's the guy who wrote Outside the Box, story about cancer and all that. This book covers much more than just that. It even talks about AIDS a bit and just all sorts of good stuff. So Ty Bollinger is going to be one of our guests, our gangbuster guest. And let's see, on Monday we have Dr. Mark Serkis to talk about all sorts of great stuff. We've had him on before. Dr. Sylvia Onusik. She's going to be talking about violence and health. And certain links in regards to health and violence. We have Dr. G coming on Wednesday and so many more. Betty Martini.
Yeah,
I'll
Betty
tell
Martini.
You about it. Yeah.
NutraSweet.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
No, that's violence, not violins. Violence and
See, I thought that, you know, health was causing people to play the violin.
No, violence.
Oh, violence. Violence.
Like aggression, like
yeah,
fighting.
Yeah, like kids in schools who take shotguns and stuff like that. Of course, we need to ban guns to stop that, right? There's an
actually, I wrote an article.
Yeah, you did.
Actually, I wrote an article about schools and guns that I'll tell you about. It's the Bob Tuscan exclusive.
Good.
And I want to get into that. But I have a question for the listeners.
Okay.
And I have a question for you as well, Steve.
Okay.
That I'll let you be the guinea pig, and we'll start with you on.
Uh-oh.
800-313-9443. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Rand Paul. Like him, hate him, indifferent. The unconventional way Rand Paul is teaching the youth about domestic surveillance. That's up at the front page of BobTuscan.com. Rand Paul. he's being presented as the Tea Partier. After joining Snapchat, the popular messaging app that allows users to send photos and videos that self-delete within seconds of being viewed, Rand Paul said, "When I chat with people, I want it to disappear, and I want the NSA looking at my chats," he explained in an interview with The Blaze. "So I thought, what better way to have my chats disappear than to join Snapchat?" When Kay noted that the NSA could access Snapchat's servers, Paul laughed and said, "Yeah, we kind of realize all of that. Some of this is tongue-in-cheek and lighthearted, but some of it has more serious purpose, and that is to bring up the discussion of privacy." Rand Paul, a Zionist. Rand Paul, against legalization. A pro-war on drugs dude. Okay?
I didn't know that. I thought he was more in favor of at least allowing that five-leaf devil weed that everybody's so afraid
of.
But
he doesn't want it legal.
I didn't know that. Okay.
I'll back up the statement with a clip here.
I
let the man speak for himself, but while I load up his own words on that topic, what's your take on this guy? I mean, he's not his father. Can we at least agree on that?
No, and as a matter of fact, he deserted his father in the last part of the election of 2012, which I thought was a completely unprofitable move. I don't see what he stood to gain by that at all, to be honest with you. I thought it was one of the worst things he ever did. Why would he have to endorse Mitt Romney? I mean, he could have just stepped back. He had nothing to gain. He has 6 years in the Senate. He wasn't up for re-election. There was no need, unless, of course, like so many Republicans, you get into the system thinking you're going to change it, which is like a bear trap. You know, you don't get out of that. The Republican Party, friends, has betrayed the American people. They really have. And all the Republicans who are still clinging to it are hopelessly they're hopelessly deluded. I was a member, or I got involved with the caucus. I won't go into all that. I tried to talk sense to them. I said, "You guys are wasting your time and mine. You know, you better get on the stick." They don't want to do that. About two-thirds of the Republican Party is intent on trying to think that they're going to win some election. And one-third is trying to talk about real issues. And the two-thirds always have the majority. They always put these dupes and stoops up there like John McCain, my fringe. I got so many skeletons in the closet, but I'm still running anyway. You know, I mean, and then you have Mitt Romney, who was, dead on arrival. I told him that. I said, even if you win, you lose. And I said, you're probably going to lose because nobody is endeared to Mitt Romney. And, of course, we've done exposés on Mitt Romney. And why Rand Paul would desert his father's campaign. And, of course, we've said before, Bob, and I like the ideals and ethics of Ron Paul, but he was never a leader. He never took the position.
He was a waste of resources, a waste
of
energy.
In the bottom line, he was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like, what do we have to show for it all?
Nothing.
The message of liberty. Well, I don't know about that. Here's Rand Paul on legalizing cannabis.
Would you legalize all drugs?
No, what I would do is, in fact, I'm not sure I'd change any of the laws on legalization. I would change the laws on the penalties, because I really don't think even the mildest of drugs, like marijuana, I don't think is good for people, and I don't want to be in favor of kids using marijuana.
A soft soap, but it's not as hard as some of these people. But of course,
he's a statist.
Yeah, he's thrown his hat in with the group, he doesn't want to leave the Pharisees. Is a good way to describe him. I mean, he's thinking.
I mean, listen
power.
To what he said again. This is Sean Hannity asking him if he's in favor of legalizing all drugs.
Would you legalize all drugs?
No, what I would do is, in fact, I'm not sure I'd change any of the laws on legalization. I would change the laws on the penalties.
He wouldn't change any of the laws on legalization.
Because I really don't think even the mildest of drugs, like marijuana, I don't think is good for people, and I don't want to be in favor of kids using marijuana.
And the kids, Steve. We can't have the kids using these substances.
Well, we've all been through that and come out on the other side. I had my experiences back in the 60s. I could sing the Iron Butterfly theme here, but no, I won't. I'm just saying, I'm not really in favor of kids using marijuana either, but the bottom line is, we've got more important things.
Whether you're in favor of of it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they are, and they're going to buy it illegally.
If it's not so illegal and if it's not in the black market, it wouldn't be so darn dangerous.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing about it is here in Colorado, they're charging $400 an ounce for weed, man. I mean, that's what you're paying. And of course,
they're charging $400 an ounce for weed, man.
Dude, that's high, man. That's high.
It's like $420 an ounce, bro.
Yeah, dude, man, $420 friendly, man. You got the $400, I got the $20. But there's a lot of money going to taxes. I mean, 15%, maybe up to 20% of that's going to taxes. So
I'm against all that.
Yeah, you know, about $100 of every $400 you spend. But you can grow your own plants and a few other things. So, you know, there's some
grow
we'll
your
see
own,
how it works out in Colorado. We'll see how
own.
It works.
What's going on with Monsanto and cannabis? I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, you're going to try to patent skunk bud or something like that?
I don't know. It'd be hard for them to do that. There's definitely genetically modified cannabis, but not in the same sense that Monsanto genetically modifies crops. So
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but the big problem with it, I mean, now Rand Paul has been very strong against the drones. He came out against the NDAA. He has put pressure on the
Fed. I don't want to poo-poo those notions because they're valid, but
yeah, right.
It's the tip of the iceberg, man. This guy's soft.
Yeah.
This guy's soft. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a curmudgeon here. What do you guys think? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What do you think about Rand Paul? Here's a link from our producer about Monsanto taking over the cannabis industry.
Wow. No sooner said than done with those guys. Huh?
Leave it to our producer to have a link ready to go.
I wonder if Mitt Romney has a stake in this as well. Most people don't know that Mitt Romney was very involved in covering up all the problems with Agent Orange and helping to launch NutraSweet. They don't realize that. That was his first big gig.
Mm-hmm.
And he was involved with that. He's been involved with Monsanto a long time. See, there's things that Republicans have no idea about the people they vote for. And you try to tell them, look, you know, look at their record, look at their connections, look where they stand. Now, Rand Paul is better than most, but we know that Ted Cruz, his wife works for Goldman Sachs. She's a director in the Houston area. The problem with Ted Cruz is, I appreciate his stand against Obamacare, but fixing Obamacare is only the tip of the iceberg. It's only one part of this thing. You got to get out of the Federal Reserve. And as we've said before, Bob, what was it, 328 House Democrats and Republicans joined together to pass a bill to make the Fed transparent or audit a little bit or look inside the books. And it's been sitting in the Senate for 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Three years. 3 years they haven't passed it. So there's your problems right there. I mean, these are the stories that no one covers in the mainstream. You know, how come we can't see what's going on with the Fed? Oh, it's private. It's private. It's national security. It's security stuff. Security. You know what I mean? If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. See?
Are you insecure, folks? 800-313-9443. I want to talk about Rand Paul for a moment. This story prompted me to think about that. Are you on the same page with me when it comes to our buddy Rand, or are you not? 800-313-9443. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls on that, we'll talk about how the NSA hacked nearly 100,000 computers. No surprise there. But how they did it is fairly interesting. I'll tell you how so in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
...800-313-9443. What's your thoughts on this guy, Rand Paul? Mark in Houston, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Let's put this in context. You know, I walked the walk during that last election for Ron Paul. I gave it everything I had. I became a precinct chairman. And they talked me into running the election as an election judge. And I did that to be, you know, a good member of the Republican Party there who I despise. But
sounds familiar.
They were just basically laughing at me, at us. But we did become delegates. But I went through this in the previous election. We went door to door during the previous election. And, you know, it's just, it's a tough thing to do when you know it's so impossible. But this time I did it again because, you know, I have a son, I have a life. I would have left a long time ago, but I got a son here, and I wanted to do what I could for him. So I walked the walk, I did the whole thing, and then they were all going to the Texas convention, which I knew we stood not hardly any chance at all in Texas anyway. And I said, I fell for this last time. I ain't going to pay no $300, $400, $500 to get a hotel room and go to their lousy, stinking convention. And it's a good thing I didn't, because while they were there, and, you know, while they were having this little party with,
the Romney crowd, yeah.
But they had the party for the Paul crowd, and that guy Jordan, great musician, he's always around. And so they kind of made it look like a little bit of fun, but they stabbed us in the back, because if I'd gone up there, I would have paid all that money, and then Rand Paul comes out and announces "Screw you" right during the whole thing. And I just felt, you know, I felt so bad for those people, because I was hanging out with some young people who were trying to fight and get some kind of future for themselves. And I knew they were going to get let down. I had a pretty good idea, but I didn't want to ruin it for them, you know. So that's what I went through on that deal. And then, I'm going through some other stuff right now, you know, about trying to spread some truth gently, and I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but that's where I'm at with Rand Paul. And then he said he's going to have this class action lawsuit, and I thought, well, maybe I could support him, maybe I could do that, but, you know, the guy's just going to keep backstabbing us, and there ain't much hope, and and, you know, I'd probably be better off if I didn't think about this stuff at all.
Well, I agree with you, because what you went through is a lot like what I went through, you know, being, I did not want to be elected. As a matter of fact, I told him, look, I don't want to go to this because you guys are wasting your time. You're not going to get the problems here, the Federal Reserve, the wars, all of this corruption taking place. The Republican Party is business as usual. You're going to get, you know, just pushed out of the way, which is what they did. I said, don't elect me, because unless you really want me to, if you elect me, I will go there and I'll fight. I was elected as an alternative. I could have gone all the way to Tampa if I wanted to spend the $600 and all that kind of stuff too. And, I mean, as it turned out, well, we had Rick Santorum up here, who is a Knight of Malta. Okay, look it up. He's a member of a diplomatic or what you might call a sovereign military order that has a dual citizenship. So he has diplomatic immunity outside the United States. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a plant from the elitists, and his job was to take down Ron Paul and keep his arguments out of the conversation and out of the limelight, which should have been there all along. If Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich had faded out early on, it would have been Ron Paul against Mitt Romney, which would have been a very difficult confrontation. But I agree with I was just going to ask you this question, and maybe Bob has one too, Mark. Here's the thing. What do you think Rand Paul had to gain by deserting his father's ideals and campaign? What possible?
He made a deal. That's what I think. He made a deal with those people. And what I want to know is, what secret society is Rand Paul a member of? You know, that's probably what's behind all this.
Yeah. Is Ron a Freemason?
Rand is a Freemason, as I understand.
But Ron Paul is a Freemason. He does the Freemason handshake. And he never wanted to win. He never wanted to win. He never gave a damn about it. I'm going to say it right now. Ron Paul is a coward. Cowardly coward. You got that? Okay.
Yeah, he should have gotten out of the kitchen if he couldn't stand the heat. And we said this, you know, Bob and I back in 2008 were talking about this. And we said, he's not convincing enough. He's got great ideas. I respect the man. I like his ethics. I think he's a pretty straight shooter. But he's not a winner. You know, and if you, what was it?
Not even a fighter.
Yeah, he's not a fighter. He's not a fighter. And we said that in 2008 and 2012. You know, the big problem is folks will be listening right now. A lot of them are very supportive of the stuff that the Republican Party tries to represent in Rand Paul. And friends, it's not like we're trying to be negative, but we're saying we've seen it before. We've seen it before. And somehow I think deep down in their gut, they know these guys are probably right. And we are. You're going to find out down the road. The Republican Party has betrayed you. They're worse than the Pharisees were with Jesus. I'm telling you, they're not there. They're only the appearance of making any kind of corrections. And Rand Paul should have never sold out to him. As Bob and I had pointed out back in 2012, that if Ron Paul was not a serious contender by, you know, Super Tuesday, he should have left the party then. He should have left the party at that point, and he should have said the reason why he's leaving. Of course, they would have sued, hey, you can't run on your own and take all the publicity. What publicity? You mean the way they shorted him in the debates and everything like that? He could have sued the Republican Party and said, I know you guys have fixed the primaries. I know
that's
you've
what he should have done.
Yeah, he could have done that, and he should have done that. Yeah. If he was a real fighter, yeah. Mark.
Yeah. Well, he ended up getting sued by lawyers for Ron Paul. I was looking the other day to see how that all that turned out. He deserved to be sued for betraying us like that, that crowd, measly little, I don't want to go too far with that. But, you know, so that's where I'm at. Now the real anger behind it is starting to crop up because it breaks my heart to see all those young people that were using all that Peter Thiel money. I knew guys that quit their jobs to campaign for Ron Paul because they knew it was their last chance. But I, you know what, I had to know in my heart that I gave it my best shot at my last chance for my son.
You and me both, man. I hear exactly your feelings and sentiments and identify with them 100%, my friend, because I went through the same thing myself here. And, of course, we did manage to make some changes on the small scale in a few. I mean, I tell people, get involved in your elections because all politics are local. They really are. I mean, things are affected locally a lot more than you think they are. Your sheriff's races, your commissioners, your people like that. So, I mean, don't give up on the fight. But if you're looking for people at the top and you know, had what would have happened, Mark, if all of the, you know, the conservative Republicans would have abandoned Mitt Romney like I did? Well, we know right now that if all the independent voters would have joined votes to go with Mitt Romney, it still wouldn't have put him over the top, especially with the election fraud.
Well, you know what? I ended up getting elected precinct chairman just because they liked my name better than the other guys on the ballot. And they called me and they said, hey, you got elected. You got to serve the party. And I went, I resign. The hell with you. And, you know, and Obama's going to kick your ass. You're wasting your time. And then I sent off some, you know, very sharply worded letters to all the people that were supporting Romney. And I wanted to know. And here's what I told them. I said, you got a lot of blood on your hands. You've got the blood of over 2 million Muslims on your hands, so you just sleep with that, okay? Pretty hardball, I mean, with those guys.
Well, you got to be, because you either get straight and get serious, you know, or you get out of the way, and Ron Paul didn't.
Well, that's blood, man. That's actual innocent Muslim, innocent people that know nothing about 9/11. That is a lot of blood. And, you know, when I look at the pictures, I see the children, you know, that were, you know, the Marines in Fallujah were sharpshooting the children, blowing their heads off, bodies in the street, blood everywhere. But you know what? They don't show it in the media, and the people don't want to think about it. But I went through the NOM, man. I had a high draft number, and I was going to have to go. So, we've been there, done that. And,
so did you
they're
enlist?
They're just in it for the money and the power, and they like the blood, too. So I just want them to know that they got blood on their hands. And I call my congressman's office when it gets too bad, and I said, don't you bail out the health care companies, but it's in the Obamacare bill that they have to bail them out. So basically, we're screwed.
Yeah, I hear you. We got to come up with some solutions, and we'll try to do so on the other side, as well as tell you about a number of news stories, most of which are up at the website, bobtuscan.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and